LeBron James. I spent most of this week praising LeBron for leading the NBA by example in a positive way, instead of a political way. I talked about him playing 40-plus minutes several times this month, refusing to sit games during the regular season for rest, like other superstar players tend to do. Kawhi Leonard, as example. LeBron's doing his best right now to make the regular season count. At this stage of his career, he's got nothing left to prove, but he's still going out there night in, night out, and approaching every game like it matters. I praised him for leading the charge to cancel this year's All-Star game. But you just knew that we couldn't go too long without something political coming up in the NBA. Now, in LeBron's defense, he didn't bring this up on his own. He was asked a question by a member of the media. He simply gave his answer. But sometimes, it's better to say nothing at all than to continue beating a dead horse. Let me give you a brief synopsis of what's been going on over the weekend. Zlatan Ibrahimovic, I'm probably butchering that guy's name, I'm sorry. I've never heard of him before. Apparently, he's a big-time soccer superstar over in Europe. Played soccer in L.A. LeBron's first year with the Lakers. Anyway, he was being interviewed over in Europe, and he was highly critical of LeBron James. He said that superstars in sports should avoid making the mistake of getting involved in political matters, and they should keep their focus on sports. I happen to agree with him. He's 100% right. Everyone is entitled to their opinion. We all have opinions on politics, but here's the thing. When you are the face of a company, or in this case, the NBA, it's a good idea to keep your political beliefs to yourself. There's a reason most companies frown upon their employees talking politics in the office. It's divisive. It causes arguments, causes tension. They don't want that type of environment in the workplace because it can affect production and efficiency. There is a reason Michael Jordan never uttered a word publicly about politics. When they aired The Last Dance last year, there was an interesting segment about Jordan and politics. There was an African-American dude that was running for the House or the Senate in North Carolina. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that he would have been the first minority elected in the state, at least to that position anyway. At the time, there was a lot of pressure from the media and the black community on Michael Jordan to endorse this guy. And he flat out refused to do it. He quietly contributed to the guy's campaign, but he refused to publicly endorse him. Why? Because he knew it would damage his brand, his business. There's a famous quote from Michael Jordan from this time period. Republicans buy shoes too. It's as simple as that. Why would you want to alienate half of your fan base or half your audience to support some politician? To this day, Michael Jordan stays the hell out of politics. In his position, you're in a lose-lose situation. You cannot win when you talk politics. You come out and support a Democrat, your fans that are conservatives, they get pissed off. You come out and support a Republican, then the liberals get pissed off. There's a simple fix to that problem. You just don't support anybody. You keep your political beliefs to yourself. It worked for Michael Jordan. He was untouchable. Even after all the gambling stories, the cheating on his wife, or the allegations of cheating on his wife, the fact that he wasn't the greatest role model to children, none of that crap mattered. Even all these years later, Michael Jordan is still a beloved figure in the NBA and just in general. LeBron James, on the other hand, he just cannot seem to help himself. He just can't stay out of politics. And he said that he wasn't going to in his post-game press conference Friday night when he was asked about the soccer dude's comments. LeBron said that he would never just stick to sports. He said that he understands how powerful his voice is, and he's going to continue to use it to fight for social injustice, racism, systematic voter suppression, and equality. Now there's that word again, equality. I said it before, I'll say it again. There is no such thing as equality. That is a myth. That is a myth that politicians facilitate to keep people divided. That's what politicians do. Politics by design keeps people divided. Because if people were unified, politicians would have no power. Let's talk about equality in the NBA. The league is 74% black, 17% white, 2% Latino, less than 1% Asian. Well, if we're making everything equal, we got one hell of a problem here in the NBA. If we're making everything equal, there should be 25% of each race in the NBA. But see, the thing is, it's not about equality. It's about who can play basketball. And historically, African Americans are better basketball players. It's not about race. It's just a fact. Team owners are looking for players that can help the team win. They don't give a damn about what race you are. Can you help us win? Yes. Here's millions of dollars. Go win. LeBron brought up Renee Montgomery, a former WNBA player who's now part owner of the Atlanta Dream. He credited her from going from player to team owner. I thought it was interesting that he brought this up, since, you know, we're talking about equality here. I don't care that Renee Montgomery is part owner of the Atlanta Dream. Good for her. It's how she became part owner that I find somewhat interesting. Former Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler used to be part owner of the Atlanta Dream, and she was essentially forced to sell her share of the team by the WNBA. Why? Because of her political beliefs. Now, wait a minute now. Wait. I thought we were talking about equality here. I thought we weren't going to shut up and dribble. We were all free to speak our political minds, right? Now, if that's the case, how come Kelly Loeffler was forced to sell her share of the team? Because she didn't believe the same things politically that you do. So let me get this straight. It's okay to talk politics as a sports figure, but only if you agree with LeBron and everybody else involved. Just want to make sure I have this right. Flip the roles here. What do you think the reaction would have been had Renee Montgomery owned the Atlanta Dream and the WNBA pressured her to sell the team because of her political beliefs? Dude, the media would have a field day. All we would hear from weeks from the media is how the WNBA is racist, how there's systemic racism in the WNBA, how they're targeting a black woman. And look, they would be right. My problem with it is, though, it doesn't work both ways. As long as you agree with the status quo politically, you're safe. If you don't, you're a target. Doesn't sound like equality to me. Look at what happened to Drew Brees just last summer. He made a simple comment about not believing in the whole kneeling for the national anthem, and he was crucified for it. He ended up going on an apology tour. Now, I didn't have a problem with what Drew Brees said. I do think the timing of it was a little bit off, but Drew Brees didn't say anything wrong. But because it wasn't the opinion of the status quo, he was beaten to death for it. Now, luckily for Drew Brees, he's so highly respected, he was able to bounce back from it pretty quickly. One thing I will say about LeBron James, he does put his time and his money where his mouth is. There's not a doubt in my mind that LeBron believes what he says. He practices what he preaches. Even though I might not agree with all of it, I do respect him for not being fake. And look, I really don't give a damn what LeBron James believes politically. He has his beliefs, I have mine, you have yours. That's what America's all about. I just don't think it makes much sense from a business perspective for LeBron to be public with his political beliefs. We saw what happened last summer when the NBA dove headfirst into woke politics. Ratings for the playoffs and the NBA finals were a disaster. A lot of fans were turned off. And though some have come back to the NBA, a lot of them haven't. Ratings for the NBA have actually been going up this season, so I don't understand why LeBron wants to rock the boat. He has made his money. His legacy is established. But he is on target to become the first face of the NBA to leave the league in worse shape than it was in when he entered. That is tough to do, considering the fact that the NBA was in shambles when LeBron was drafted back in 2003. I mean, just think about it. Kareem elevated the NBA, passed it off to Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. They elevated the league, passed it off to Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan took the NBA to levels of popularity that they've never seen and haven't seen since. Jordan passes it off to LeBron James. And because he won't let go of the damn politics, he's turned off millions of people from watching the NBA. LeBron is right. He's got a powerful voice. He's got a big platform. With that power, though, comes responsibility. A lot of responsibility. Michael Jordan recognized that. Larry Bird recognized that. Magic Johnson recognized that. Kobe recognized that. LeBron seems to be the only one that doesn't. He's the leader of the NBA. If he brings politics into the league, other players are going to follow suit. You think Giannis and the Bucks boycott that playoff game last year if LeBron hadn't already turned the NBA woke? Keep the damn politics out of the NBA. You know what the NBA is really missing? A commissioner that's a leader. I'm not the biggest fan of Roger Goodell, but after the Colin Kaepernick situation where players were kneeling for the national anthem, I think Roger Goodell has done an excellent job getting politics out of the NFL. Players in the NFL know that Roger Goodell means business. If he sends out a directive, it's expected to be followed. And if you don't, you get fined or suspended, whatever. But NFL players know crossing Roger Goodell's like shooting a BB gun at a freight train. When is the last time we heard an NFL player publicly speak about woke politics? The league had that little unity stand or whatever the hell that thing was during week one last season. Then after that, the politics were out and it was back to football. The NBA doesn't have a leader like that as their commissioner. Adam Silver is weak. The inmates are running the asylum in the NBA. I say this on here all the time, but none of this would be happening if David Stern were the commissioner of the NBA right now. Anyway, what do you guys think of LeBron James' latest comments? His message is clear. He isn't going to be quiet. He's going to continue to use the NBA platform to promote his political beliefs. Will this keep you guys from watching the NBA? Let me know in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. I appreciate all the support from you guys. The best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys next time.